Blog Talk Radio.
Besides, relationships are people that are just waiting for something better to come along.
Spoken like a cynic.
I'm not a cynic. I'm a realist.
Who are a realist masquerading as a cynic who is secretly an optimist.
Wednesday night, the Every Woman Talk Show. So, our topic tonight is going to, well, let me introduce myself first before we jump into the topic. I feel a little reverb going in, and I have nothing on in my room.
Me neither.
Producer, what do you think that is? Okay, it's not doing anymore. Yes, it is. All right, I'm Uli Wells, your co-host for the Every Woman Talk Show, and I have our other co-host on the line.
Hey, yes, everybody, it's your girl, Miss Yaz, here coming at you from Whack and Whack, New Jersey.
So let me just put this out there before we start. I'm a little sick, so I'm going to take it down just a little notch tonight. If I happen to mute out, it's because I'm coughing my head off. I don't want everybody else to hear that, but I did not want to miss the second week of the Every Woman Talk Show. There was just no way that was going to happen. So, I'm here. The topic of the show tonight is, should you air your personal and family business out on Facebook? Michelle, you came up with this one. What do you think? You came up with this one,
well,
so let's let you start the ball.
I appreciate that. You know, I'm sorry to hear you're under the weather today, sweetie pie. I hope you feel better.
Thanks, baby, thanks.
You know, for me, I would like to say no. I would not choose to air my personal. Well, let me rephrase that. There are some things that I would put out there on Facebook. Yes,
mm-hmm,
about me.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't think I would put something out there. Like, let's say I was having an issue or a problem or an argument with a family member and put that on social media, because I've seen that happen. Actually, I have a very, very good friend of mine who shall remain nameless because they told me they did not want me to mention their name. And this happened to her. That's why I wanted to talk about this, because she had a situation where she was arguing with her daughter on the phone, and her daughter went on social media and blasted her out on Facebook, and then that brought the whole rest of the family to, I know, right? That brought the whole rest of the family in. They didn't even live in New Jersey. They lived, like, in another state, and they were all chiming in, and it was just this big whole family drama mess on social media. That I don't agree with.
Okay. Well, once again, we don't agree on everything. I'm going to say what I want to say about whatever I want to say. And if I feel like venting on Facebook, sometimes people vent because they want to get a feedback or an understanding of maybe if they're wrong or if they're right. So not necessarily always gossip. Sometimes it's just a matter of just venting. My sister and I just went through that on Facebook about 3 weeks ago, maybe. She doesn't like my live broadcast. Well, get off my page. You don't like, she didn't like the fact that I was talking about not voting. She didn't like the fact that I said I say what the hell I want to say. All right, what is going on with the reverb? Because there's absolutely nothing on in this room. Nothing.
And I'm not hearing it.
And I hear it bad. Well, anyway. Hello? All right,
yeah,
let's go on. So I said to her, first I said to her through the, we call each other, we text each other rather. And I said to her, if you don't like my live broadcast, scroll through. You don't have to watch them. They're not for everybody. That wasn't enough for her. So she came on the page and said something. So I said in my live broadcast, so sometimes people need to mind their goddamn business. They're for people's fucking pages. If you don't like what they're saying, you can do two things. Not scroll past, not listening, or block them off your page so you don't have to see what they're saying. But you have no right to tell anybody how to talk or when to talk or what to say or how to say something on their page. So I blocked her. Now, I blocked off my Facebook. This is the third time I've had to do that because my sister is very opinionated like I am. But don't come on my page giving me your opinion. And don't text me with your opinion. Mind your damn business. So there are times when it doesn't happen, like I said, for a gossiping thing. I think it's a venting thing. And we use Facebook in all different ways. Some people use it for networking. Some people use it for dating. Some people use it for getting in touch with old friends and family. Some people use it for actual therapy. Venting.
I mean,
I don't know if I would put, like, you know, my sister just contracted HIV, or my sister just got chlamydia, or my brother just, you know what I'm saying? See, personal things like that are not things that you air on any public forum, you know. But I don't think there's a problem with airing out certain things on social media. It depends on what it is.
You leave it open, but now you're leaving it open for others to come in and chime in and say what they have to say about your personal situation.
But that's what I just said. People do it for, that's what I said, people do it to get feedback sometimes. Maybe, I'm not sure if I was right by saying to her, stay off my page, I'm going to block you. So sometimes you might have chimed in and said, ooh, you know, you're about your sister, maybe, blah, 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 blah. And I might rethink what I'm saying or doing. And then sometimes I might be like, mind your damn business too. You know, but I can't tell you to mind your damn business if you are commenting on something I opened the book to.
Right. That's right. That's right.
You know, so, you know, you listen and you take it for what it's worth. You could say to yourself she needed to mind her business, but you really can't say that because you opened a book to let that person read
the
chapters. Exactly. So, you know,
now,
with
don't
that
get
being
me wrong.
Said,
I have done that before myself. Actually, I did it, this was a while ago. It was a situation where there was a friend of mine that we're no longer friends, actually. And I was so upset with her for so long that I actually went on her page and I posted some crazy shit about her on her page because she pissed me off and I was doing one of those really vindictive, nasty moves. And I did. And I went and I said some stuff. I said, dude, they're all true what I said. But, you know, and I did that and I posted it. Then I blocked her so she can respond to me. You know, I just felt like I wanted to say what I had to say. I don't want to hear what you have to say. And I'm going
to
just put
you
it out there. Now, mind you,
need to vent.
You know, I felt bad afterwards. Don't get me wrong. You know what I mean? I try not to be that way, but I'm not going to sit down here and act like I'm this perfect and I haven't done it before. You know what I mean? Because I have.
See, you know. And it's funny because for me, if I do something like that, I don't feel bad afterwards because I did it because I wanted to do it and I said everything I felt like saying. I had an incident with a friend of mine who we're still friends with, and we actually never got to the bottom of the situation. I had posted on there, time to clean house. Going to start deleting some people off my page.
Oh, yeah.
The new year.
I've done that before, too, y'all.
And, and so maybe the next few hours, she posted on her page, I'm so tired of people wanting attention. If you're going to take somebody off the page, just take them off the page. I didn't see it. I didn't see it. Someone else saw it, and someone else called me and said, wow, y'all beefing? And I'm like, not that I'm aware of. Why? So when they told me what was said, I ain't that one. You can't get that off. So I went on her page. and I blasted, and I text her, and I blasted, because I'm like, bitch, who you fucking think you're talking to? Don't ever in your life come for me. Don't ever in your life come for me. So she deleted my post off her page because she didn't want anybody to see what I had said. And when she texted me and said, I wasn't talking about you. And I said, who do you think I am? Chubby fat ass, who were you talking about that said something in the same time frame that I had said what I said? You know, and when she said somebody crying for attention, I wasn't crying for attention, even though I love attention. I am an attention whore. However, I wasn't crying for attention. There were some people in my life, and people I saw on my Facebook that I said, some of us aren't really even friends. Why are you even on my page?
Right.
So I was going to start just deleting people off my page that was unnecessary to, because we aren't friends. We don't communicate. So what do you need to be on my page for? You know, so it really wasn't about anyone in particular, but when she did that, it created a snowball effect. The person called me. I went off. She said she wasn't talking about me. I never believed her. I didn't care. I still said what I said, and I did not take anything back. So, you know,
but you
like
have
I
to
said,
be careful because, you know, you can hurt people's feelings, you know, too, you know, and, you know,
true.
I'm just saying, I'm saying in general, not you. I'm just saying in general when I say you. You know, you have to be careful because, you know, you can end up hurting other people's feelings with the things that you put or you say on Facebook. And sometimes I just feel like you can, if it gets to, there are sometimes a lot of misunderstandings with the things that we post on Facebook about whether it be ourselves or about other. I try to keep it about being about me. If I'm going to go on social media and talk about something, I'm talking about myself. You know, I'm trying not to go out there or like my business or my something like you said I'm upset about, but not as far as just putting somebody out there on blast, be calling out their name, talking about them. And that's why I wanted to bring this up, because that situation had happened to somebody and it was just so nasty and so ugly. And I see so much of it. And I just feel like there's other ways you can go about doing things. You can, you like you said, you can pick up a phone and call and talk to them instead of putting it out there on social media.
Well, sure there is, but here is the issue with that. How many times do people call at all anymore? We are in the era of text, social media. There's no phone calls. There's no let's meet and talk about this anymore. We don't have that anymore. You know,
and here's
the thing. The young lady went on there and blasted about whatever her and her mother were talking about because she needed her family to get on her side. So she wasn't doing it for just, like I said, gossiping reasons. She was doing it because she was venting, and she needed some backup with her venting. We need some clarity.
That should have been between her and her mom, and I don't feel like that she should have put that out there.
Well, that's your opinion. That's your opinion.
Which is right.
That's your opinion.
That's right, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And she didn't feel like that. And so, her mother felt like that because it was about her.
Absolutely.
But here's the thing.
Absolutely.
But here's the thing. We can't sit here and pass judgment on people for what they do and why they do what they've done. She did it because she was upset. Now, was it right? Well, in her eyes it was, because she wanted to get it off her chest. And like I said, she also wanted people who knew their situation to chime in on the situation.
Yeah, but you know
what?
Sometimes I understand what you're saying, but see, that's you're right. We don't pick up the phone and call a lot, and a lot of times we are doing this texting thing. And I feel like that because that being said, what ends up happening is, you know, people just don't have empathy for other people anymore, and feel. I mean, you know, you have to realize that sometimes what you're doing or saying, your actions can affect someone else. You know, and it's not always about, okay, you. That was a situation where that was between her and her mother. And, you know, it made it become worse. It blew it up. It was real nasty. They stopped speaking to each other for a long time, you know, and it was totally unnecessary when it didn't have to be. Have some type of empathy for somebody else. It's not always about right and wrong in a situation. Sometimes it's about the part you play in it and just taking the right and wrong out of it. you know, and looking at your part. What part did you play? And stop always pointing the finger at everybody else and then getting on social media and pointing, okay? Why don't you point the finger at yourself and say, well, you know what, I played a part in the situation too. Do I want to be right in the situation or do I want to be happy?
Well,
because you always
can't always
be right and happy.
Well, when she said what she was saying about the situation, did she also incorporate what she did or what she said or just what the mother didn't say?
Well, actually, what happened was she put, it was like one of those subliminal messages that you kind of put
mm-hmm.
up, but it was directed towards the mom because they had already been going through something, so the mother got offended.
Well, it was a subliminal message, was it to the point that everybody would catch it was about her mom?
No, I don't. I'm not too sure of that part of it. But
okay,
what I will say
what's
is this:
wrong,
but right. But what
so
I will
wait
say
a minute,
is
wait
this,
a minute.
The
so
mother,
what's wrong?
The mother didn't respond.
Mm-hmm.
The mother. No, what it was the mother knew what it was about, so she picked up the
mm-hmm.
phone and she called her daughter. Okay,
mm-hmm.
and the daughter
mm-hmm.
ended up. They got in an argument, and instead of just ending it there, the daughter went on Facebook and continued the argument on social media.
No, that's my question. That was my question. In the comments she was making, was it directly about, did you know it was about her mother? Not
yes,
the little message,
because
but after
the initial message, yes, everyone mm-hmm. knew. Everyone knew what was going on. And so, I mean, people on both sides of the family, you know what I mean, were chiming in and commenting. Now, mind you, the mother and daughter are back speaking. Now everybody else is all upset and not speaking. You know, right.
Well, that's stupid
so
on their end. That's stupid on their end.
Yeah. I mean, I think it was
first
just
of all,
stupid to
first
be putting
of all,
it on.
We need to learn how to, we need to learn how and when to get involved in situations. For instance,
yeah,
me and my sister, nobody got involved
mm-hmm.
in that. Nobody,
mm-hmm.
nobody said anything. You know why? She's my sister. I want to beat her up
mm-hmm.
today. But I'm gonna love her tomorrow. So
right.
nobody got involved. If it's a husband and a wife, you got to know when to get involved and when not to get involved. When it's a boyfriend and a girlfriend, you need to know when it's two best friends. There are times where your opinion should not be should be given, because what happens is that person or people will turn on you.
Well,
so
you put it on
social media,
then you're leaving it open for that. And oh well,
but that doesn't mean
you shouldn't put it up there.
But then you nobody don't get mad because you got a problem with it then, because now they're speaking and now you're mad because you voiced your opinion. Just because it's out there doesn't mean you got to jump on it. Just because I put on Facebook, Miss Yaz got on my damn nerves today, don't mean that the producer needs to go on there and say something about it. That's me and your problem.
You know,
now he's just in it,
but
if he jumped, it doesn't matter. Then he can't get mad when I get mad at him. Then he can't get mad when I get mad at him. Because just because it's out there, listen, if somebody puts $1 million in an empty space and you see it, pick up that $1 million, because if you pick up that $1 million,
yeah,
the bomb's
you got
underneath
some people
it,
that
your ass
will
is dead.
Do it. It's not about
and then they're dead
money.
Because
there's
a bomb underneath
it.
Exactly, because we think we have the right to always get involved. That doesn't mean because it's put out there that you have the right to get involved. So if you do get involved, understand there's some kind of consequences from you getting involved as well.
That's right. And you know what? You're right. But then don't put it on social media. That's what phones are for.
I can do whatever I want. Don't get mad at me because you got involved and now somebody is mad at you.
No,
I can do whatever I want on my page.
You shouldn't get involved if somebody else says something to say about it then.
That's
right?
What I'm saying to you. If I put it on my page, that doesn't necessarily mean that you have to comment on it. If you choose to comment on it, there's going to be a consequences from you commenting on it. Somebody else might not like what you said because you didn't like what I said. But I
your
have
page
the right.
Is on social. It's called social media.
You're missing the point. You're missing the point.
Then you're
missing the point.
Everyone to
you are missing the point. You're missing the point. You just said that the mother and the daughter are speaking now, and the family members are mad at each other. That's because
mm-hmm.
they chose to get involved in something that they really didn't have to get involved in just because it was out there.
didn't mean they had to get involved in, is what I'm saying to you.
That's right. And now the mother is still pissed at all the rest of the family,
mm-hmm.
even though the mother, the
mm-hmm.
daughter and her are still speaking.
Exactly.
The mother is pissed because all of them had to go and chiming in when
exactly.
it shouldn't have even been put up there to begin with, because being that it was put up there, right, that left it open for everybody else to chime in. You're right.
But
everybody
it doesn't mean
do
because exactly. We got a caller. We got a
yes.
caller.
Yes, here we go.
Hey, Uli.
Yes, who's the caller?
This is Gladys Field.
Hi, Gladys.
Hello, Gladys.
My big sister.
I understand both parts of what you're saying. I understand what she's saying. If you put it out there, then you're open to opinions
uh-huh.
and comments. Everybody's,
mm-hmm.
everybody's entitled to their own opinion. There's no need
yeah.
to get disrespectful or whatever about it. But I also
yeah.
understand
right.
yours. Just happened with me. I was into a discussion with my son. And his girlfriend got all up in my face. I said, you know
mm-hmm.
what? You know what? You can pack your damn bags and leave.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to a place today since he
mm-hmm.
just got out the,
mm-hmm.
out the army. I tell you what. Oh, we don't need you. With it. Well, show me
no,
what
you do.
Tell me. Get your bags,
I know that's
pack,
right.
get your ass out my house. You
I know that's
how
right.
Well, how much you got my son's back. First of all, it was a conversation between me and my son. Stay
right.
your way out of it.
Well, then here's the point, too, Gladys, as you're saying that. You guys, even if you're in a room with two people who are discussing something, it's the same thing about if it was a social media. Just because two people are discussing something doesn't mean you have the right to involve yourself in it.
Exactly.
Sometimes you need to just mind your business. Just
and
because
you know
if the door is open don't mean you
say,
step in it.
Right. If you have something to say, like in my instance, pull my son
mm-hmm.
to the side and say, listen, I agree with you,
mm-hmm.
so and so and so,
mm-hmm.
but how dare you disrespect
mm-hmm.
his mother in front
mm-hmm.
of him in her
mm-hmm.
house. Girl,
mm-hmm.
you can kick rocks.
So let me ask you a question. Would it have made a difference if it was coming from somebody that didn't know any of you guys?
Yes, because the conversation was between me and my son. There was no
on
part,
social media.
No way did I interfere or ask anybody to interject anything. That was
now,
me
see,
and my son to discuss.
I understand
okay.
what you're saying, but here's what I have a problem with. I completely agree that that was a conversation between you and your son, but look at where the conversation is being taken place on Facebook for everybody
no, no,
in
honey,
the
this
world.
Was
in,
no, no,
not,
this
not
was
in her case.
No,
not in her case.
Was, no, this was in,
not in her case.
But I agree with you when you say, like they say with this reality people. That's why I answered you today,
uh-huh.
Julie. The fact is, if you put your life on public blast, then you have
mm-hmm.
every right to accept any and all opinions of people
that's right.
and
mm-hmm.
what they have to say
mm-hmm.
about what you stated.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
I think we're agreeing on the same thing, but I think you're missing my point. I agree that if you open a book, everybody can read the same chapter you're on.
Right.
What I'm saying
mm-hmm.
is the person who's also reading the chapter doesn't necessarily have to be a part of the book, too. That doesn't mean because you read it that you now have to voice your opinion. Now, if you choose to voice your opinion, you have to understand now that you are a part of the problem, too.
And you have to
that's all
the,
I'm saying.
Whatever they say
exactly.
back to you, you have to deal with
exactly.
it.
Exactly. Exactly.
So let's
that's
say
all I'm
though,
saying.
Eight times out of ten, if you have somebody or people reading the same book, they're going to discuss it. They're going to discuss the chapter, the page, and everything in the book. If everybody's
well,
reading
something.
The same book,
but,
then they
but
know they're going to talk about it.
But you know what? I didn't get
hold
name,
on, guys.
People...
Hold on, guys. We got another caller. Gladys,
okay.
I want you to tell the listeners where you're calling from. Because I want you to know we're worldwide.
Hey, Uli.
Yes.
Omi Sonya here in East Orange, New Jersey. Hey, sis.
Hey.
Hello.
Hey.
Hi, everybody.
Hi.
This is a touchy subject for me, but I'm going to try to make this as brief as I can.
Mm-hmm.
I am of the humble understanding the way things are now. Between women, between men, between families, friends, and any other relationship.
Mm-hmm.
This is how I feel. Everybody has a right, a human right, to their own feelings and opinions
mm-hmm.
when it comes to something. It's your right.
Mm-hmm.
Right, wrong, or indifferent. You could be wrong with two left shoes. You could be right or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You could just be indifferent. You could be on both sides. Everybody
yeah.
has a right to that. Everybody has a right to put what they do or don't want on social media.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
I'm in agreement with the fact that just because it's there, I read a lot of stuff on social media
mm-hmm.
every day.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel
right.
a lot of certain ways about a lot of certain things.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
But it's not for everybody to know or for even to discuss my opinion on what's going on in your family, what's going
mm-hmm.
on in my family in their house.
Mm-hmm.
That's
mm-hmm.
their house. That's their relationship. As Uli said earlier, I'm in total agreement. You got to know when and where to interject.
Mm-hmm.
A lot
mm-hmm.
of times, if I am not asked my opinion or for advice, first of all, I don't give advice.
I don't give
you
it.
You ain't coming
mm-hmm.
back to me saying, well, you
mm-hmm.
said no. I didn't say a darn thing. I shared
mm-hmm.
my strength, hope, and experience, and what you got
mm-hmm.
out of it was what you got of it. Been there, done
mm-hmm.
that. Don't do it no
mm-hmm.
more. Ever with nobody else. I just
mm-hmm.
you know, I can't with people.
Mm-hmm.
I'm too old and too busy trying to live a life to, you know, be go dealing with a whole
mm-hmm.
bunch of drama. Social
mm-hmm.
media has really gotten out of hand when it comes to people's
mm-hmm.
relationships,
yeah.
problems, and
yeah.
families. And I really
mm-hmm.
feel like there should be a cap on certain
yeah.
subjects. Some things are meant to be private. That's why it's called a private life.
Absolutely, yeah.
But you just said people can say and do whatever they want
mm-hmm.
because it's their own private page.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
I mean, let's face it. Now, there's some, yeah, not always, because now you can't do whatever you want, because even Facebook.
But I'm not
going
to compare my private life to my private page.
You know what
page.
I'm saying? So,
let's
I'm
not,
sorry.
Let's not.
I'm not going to compare my private life to my private page.
And that's you. And that's you.
Absolutely.
And that's you.
Right.
And
I'm giving
Jeff
my humble opinion at this point. This is why
and,
I don't do it.
Exactly.
Yeah,
so, and believe me, there are probably more who don't than do. However,
mm-hmm.
we're not talking about the don'ts. We're talking about the do's. And
mm-hmm.
some people, like I said, and I'll say it again, some people vent on Facebook to get an opinion of others to see whether or not they
mm-hmm.
were wrong or right for the movement or the words that they had said. It's not
Absolutely.
Necessarily gossip. Sometimes it's therapy. I promise you it is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but sometimes
so?
It's not. And sometimes it's to be nasty, and sometimes it's to be vindictive and to be hurtful. And I've seen a lot of that, too. Okay, because at the end of the day, if you're going on social media and you're talking about an argument that you had or a heated discussion that you had with a loved one behind closed doors and you're throwing up there for everybody to see and it's hurting the other person, then that's being hurtful and it's not necessary.
But that person was
and
already
that's what
hurt.
I mean
that's
what's going
did.
On with this world, why I feel like social media is taking away the fact that people don't have empathy and feelings for other people and their feelings because
mm,
everybody's so
that's
busy
social media.
Texting
that's
and
that is so
and
true.
Words,
that's not social
and
media.
Not,
that's
why. You know, you can't hear feelings in that. You know what I'm saying? It's better
okay.
off if you just talk to the person. I don't need the person in Timbuktu to know that you called me a bitch and that, you know, that whatever we was talking
but,
about. You know, I don't need
yeah,
the world
yeah,
to know that. And
yeah,
I don't feel like
understand
you should listen to somebody else.
Yeah, understand this. You said she was
mm-hmm.
hurting the other person. She was hurting too. That's why she did it. So
I feel like she was trying to be vindictive, because it
okay.
was a really nasty thing that went on, and she was trying to be hurtful to her mother. Yes, I believe she was
because
hurting too.
Because she was also hurtful.
Didn't...
That's the point. That is the
right,
point.
But you don't
the point
put that,
is
but that don't
okay.
Mean
you can't understand. But
that
did anybody offer up any solutions? Did anybody offer up any solutions when it came to the problem
up the solution.
That was presented?
I offered the solution.
No,
the
I'm talking about the people who were offering their opinions on these persons, this mother and daughter.
Oh,
argument.
In their lives, in their argument?
Yes.
No, and that's,
yes.
and that's
probably
the
not.
Sad part of it, because you had a bunch of ignorant-ass people that
and
was
see, that's
on
not
there.
Good.
I mean,
I mean, talking about people's business. I mean, you know, what I'm saying is when it starts, it might start off simple. But all it takes is for one person to say something or for that other person to take it the wrong way, and then it blows up into something they may not have even meant. But you know what? It's too late. It's already there, and it's already out,
yep.
put out there. And you put it on
yep.
social media when all you had to do is either not say nothing at all or pick up a phone and talk about it. Now you're leaving it. Now you're opening the door for other people. I mean, it was so ridiculous.
But
you had some guy that was instigating the whole conversation, you know, blocking this person, is calling that person. What did they say? What did they? I mean, you know, it was absolutely
okay, but
ridiculous. And
was the daughter upset about the comments that were coming on the page, or just
both of them were upset? They were both
okay.
upset about the comments
mm-hmm.
that were coming on the page. And at the end
mm-hmm.
of the day, after a few weeks had passed, the mother and daughter did eventually resolve their issues. But now,
mm-hmm.
guess what? She said she will never. She told her daughter. She said, "I love you," and she said, "I forgive you, but I will never forget what you did. I will never forget that you
okay.
did that."
So here's my thoughts on that. The mother had every right to be upset because she didn't start the bull. But
mm-hmm.
the daughter who started the bull, bitch, what you mad at? You opened the door for it. So you
exactly.
have no right to be upset when somebody comes and defends you and starts to say things that you probably wanted to say, but you wouldn't say because it's your mother. But now you're upset. But see, that's where my problem is. If you open the door and you allow people to step in, then you can't be upset
mm-hmm.
with those people when they step
exactly.
into the door.
Exactly. If
you can't
mm-hmm.
be upset.
For them, then you're gonna be
you got to take whatever comes with it.
Comments, negative or otherwise.
Exactly. You got to take whatever comes
mm-hmm.
with it. Now, once again,
mm-hmm.
we as people, just because the door is open, doesn't mean we need to step inside the door. We need
mm-hmm.
to know when
mm-hmm.
and when not to do that.
Know your
you
boundaries.
Know, you know them, and know that
know
that was a mother and daughter that
okay,
was going to make
ask
peace.
You this. Let me ask you this, Uli. Let me ask you this. You said if you open the door, then let you know when you should step over the boundaries. But, okay, opening the door and just voicing your opinion doesn't mean that you are pro that one or this one. You're just voicing your opinion. If it happened to me, this is the way I would react to it. So it's not really a question of, you know, jumping into somebody's conversation. You're just voicing your opinion. Let the person that posted it or whatever run with it. Make their own decision, because you know, like I know, Uli, if someone was arguing with your mother, like when I was over here, would you think that I would ever step into a conversation between your mother and Mr. D and get involved? No. If I had something to say,
no.
pull him to the side, say,
she knows,
you know,
exactly.
I don't agree with that. But
exactly.
But I would never disrespect your mom.
Mm-hmm.
Right, and I voiced
my opinion, but I would let him know what I thought about it and stuff like that. But that doesn't mean
but
that
listen,
I can't
listen,
have
you
an
answered
opinion.
The question. Then you answered the question. You gave your opinion, but you didn't do it on a public forum for other people. You made it private between you and him.
That's
about
what
he was
saying.
Doing
that's
with his
mother.
That's
public,
my point.
This public opinion.
That's my point. My point
control.
Is
it's
that's my point.
Control.
You got to know when to come through the door. And when not to come through
but
the door,
also
you did
the
mm-hmm.
person that posts that
but
opinion,
be,
keep your private life private. Don't put it out there
that,
for
you
the
can't
public
tell people that. You can't tell
and then
people
get upset
that.
When they
you
see
can't
your
tell people
comment.
That. That's not fair to tell people. Because like I said, some people do it because it's therapy for them and they actually need an answer from someone outside the box. So you can't tell people that. Why are we always judging people and telling people what they should and should not do with their lives? All, y'all are wrong. Y'all are absolutely wrong. Don't tell me what to do with my life because I damn sure ain't telling you what to do with yours.
Well, you know what?
But
I have to give you,
opinion.
I have to give
that,
you my opinion
that.
On that. You, I know you will share some things, venting, but it's very minimal. You will not go
yes.
into depth. You will not get too personal. You'll say, oh, I don't feel good, or this is upsetting me.
Mm-hmm.
If you won't
mm-hmm.
go into detail, that's
exactly.
when you open the door. You will handle
that
true. Stuff yourself.
No, that's not true, because I did. I don't know if you heard the beginning of it. Me and a friend of mine, who are still friends today, I went on her page and cursed her the hell out because I felt she had said something about me from my page. So, no, I was, see, and everybody knows me. Gladys, you probably know me longer than anybody on this phone. You've known me since I was 2 or 3 years old.
Yes.
I have always been a very opinionated, strong person. I don't mean
mm-hmm.
to do to hurt anybody. I'm not vindictive.
No,
I'm not
right
a bad
opinion.
Person. But I'm going to say what I'm going to say,
no matter what and what it's about me. I don't put people's business out there if you're my friend, if it's going to hurt you. But if you come for me, oh, damn right I'm coming for you.
Right.
I'm coming for you. So that's the only reason why I did that. And
you
because she came for me
that
first.
Way.
Exactly. Exactly. She came for me, so I came for her now. I would have never, ever, ever, if she had called me on the phone and said, Uli, you trying to seek attention and you shouldn't blah, 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 that conversation would have stayed between she and I. But that's not
no,
how it went down.
To
you put
you're
it on Facebook.
Answers. You're not trying
right,
to seek
you put
attention.
It on
you're
Facebook.
Trying to seek answers and
no,
other people's
answers.
But did she say your name? She said your name
no,
on Facebook
she,
or something?
Now, Miss Jazz, you know damn well ain't nobody going to say my name.
Okay, so my thing is this. So my thing, wait. So my thing is this, Uli. No, wait. So if she didn't say your name, nobody knew. That she was talking about
no,
you, but you
no,
so why can't
no,
you
every,
the phone and say,
because that
you,
was it.
You know?
They did know. Listen, I didn't see
yeah.
it. I got phone
okay,
calls.
Okay, wait a minute.
So
I can,
they
I
did know she was
right
talking
now.
About me.
I can quash this right now. Julie posted something. Oh, I posted something. Uli didn't appreciate it, whatever. She sent me a private message. And I returned the
oh,
favor by sending her a reply. What I'm saying, that was between me and Uli,
and,
my
and
opinion,
exactly.
her opinion. It had nothing to do with anyone else.
Exactly.
That was a
I did like what
event.
She posted, and I said to her, yo, sis, X, Y, and Z. And she said, okay, little sis, X, Y, and Z. Done.
Right.
The reason why I attacked her is because, Ms. Yass, yes, our friends didn't know who saw her post. Who saw my post, she was talking about me. I didn't see it.
No, no,
but other
no, no.
people did.
I no, see, that's
not you, Gladys. Not
was.
You, Gladys. Not you, Gladys.
Oh,
not
oh,
you,
okay.
the girlfriend. The girlfriend.
Oh, okay, okay, yeah.
So,
yeah. see,
my
that,
thing
that,
is,
to
oh,
me,
I,
is considered not a true friend. You know, anything you have
yeah.
to say to your true friend, you tell them the truth, but you tell them in private.
Right.
Yes,
right.
I agree.
Right.
I definitely
right.
agree with that. You tell it in
and
private,
that's my
and,
point.
That, and I feel that that
right.
goes even with that goes to me. That goes with friends. That goes with family. That goes. That, I mean, there's. I think there's a. I mean, where is the line drawn? Is what I'm saying. I mean, if you're gonna. I mean, where do you draw the line with that? How do you
yeah.
know how far to go and not go? Because you going too far may not may be different
oh, you
from
know.
Me saying that was too far.
It also, you know,
it also has to deal with maturity.
It
also has to do with a level of maturity and a person's ability to communicate
exactly.
well or not.
Yeah.
You know, because like
yeah.
these young people, they do a lot of stuff and let a lot of things fly out their mouth and fly on their page and things like that. I'm of the humble opinion that women of my age group, I'll say between the ages of 40 and 70, we should have, at, by this point and this time in our lives, should have developed at least enough tact that if you got a problem with somebody, we sit down with a cup of tea, cup of coffee, glass of wine, shot of scotch,
that don't happen.
Whatever it takes,
no.
you know, you know, saying smoke a joint, whatever we got to do to
air the
whatever the problem is, get through it and either move on and go our separate ways and hug and kiss and make up.
Let me ask a question.
Now you know that is
go
not
ahead,
the
Uli,
reality,
go ahead,
though.
That's how I live my
Wait.
Life. Listen, I'm
going
on.
Wait a minute,
I want to ask everybody on the line right now, and I'm going to go around the board because I want you to be able to give your answer without being cut off.
Yes.
Gladys, let's start with you.
Mm-hmm.
So you're telling me you never have ever put anything on Facebook that you thought was inappropriate about someone you might have been beefing with.
No, that's why I said. Well, let me put it this way. Not that I realize or can remember, because like I said, anytime I go in for them or whatever, I send them a private message. That's not
okay.
for the world to see, whether it's friends, family, or whatever. You
All
know
right.
what I'm saying?
Okay.
Because
All right.
What's going on with a beef with me and a family member or a friend or whatever is not for the public. I don't want you to comment because you know what? If you comment negatively, I'm going to.
It's going to be a problem. No.
That's right.
Okay.
That's right. I can talk about
right.
you like a dog, but that doesn't mean anybody else can.
Okay. So that's your. I'm going to get back to you on that one because I got to ask you something with that, but I want to go
okay.
around the board first.
All right.
So, what you got to say, Saul?
I'm sorry? What do you have to say?
Oh, what I have to say is this. Most of the people that I'm friends with on Facebook, I either have known for a very long time or are closely associated with. If I have some sort of problem with them, which I don't normally have problems with people I love, but if I have a problem with somebody that I care about, then I'm either going to make a phone call, we're going to have lunch or something. I'm not the kind of person who puts that kind of stuff on Facebook, so no. If I don't care about you, I might drop a jewel on you and cut you out from the side, and then I'm going to unfriend your ass because I don't want you around me no way if you're making
right,
me
right.
Yeah.
Hopefully
so,
they block
you.
You
can go ahead.
All right, Miss Yaz, what you have to say?
You already know. I see what she just said. That's exactly what I did. Okay? Yes, I did that to someone that I was friends with for 20-something years, and I think I was completely and absolutely wrong for doing it. And I will not do that again.
Yes.
All right. Now, me, I'm just a fucked up person, I guess.
No, you're not. We don't say that.
I guess I'm just a fucked up motherfucker. Listen.
Why you gotta be
Listen, when I posted that about my sister, I posted twice about my sister. And that was to keep from beating her ass. So if I posted it, it would calm me down from wanting to go over her house and punch her in her mouth. And believe me, nobody would have known that we were beefing because she called me. She didn't put it on Facebook. She called me. But she pissed me off so bad that I was like, let me tell this bitch two things. Since you want to watch my Facebook page. So what I did was, when I did it, I did it for her to see it so that she would understand when I blocked her ass why I was blocking her ass. That's my sister. She's still blocked today. I ain't unblock her ass yet.
Yeah.
And I don't know when I'm going to unblock her because, like I said, you're not going to tell me how to run my page. You
or
nobody
your
else.
Your vent was a reaction to her action, and you vented by putting it on social media for her to see to let you know.
Exactly.
I don't play that.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. And for her, not just for her, but for everybody who's on my page to understand,
well,
don't ever come for me and tell me what I should and should not say on my page because it doesn't. Once again, there are three things that can happen. I could block your ass, you could block my ass, or you could scroll past whatever I'm saying. Real simple stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I do not always voice my opinion when I see people posting stuff on Facebook. Sometimes I just shake my damn head and scroll right past the shit.
Because
I ain't even getting involved in that. First of all, I don't give a shit. How about that? Okay, that's useless. Let's go past that. Okay, that's stupid. Let's go past that. I only voice my opinion, and it's very difficult for me not to voice my opinion because I got such a big mouth, on things I think that matter. Things I think that's going to make a difference if I say something. Things that if you listen to me for my point because you might be angry about it, you might think twice about what you're doing. That's the only time I voice my opinion.
Yeah.
I don't give my advice to my friends. I don't give my advice to my family. Like she said, don't come back to me. Tell me, you told me to leave him, or you told me to stay. No, I didn't. Bitch. No, I did not. No, I didn't. No, I didn't. No, I didn't. Because
you
can't tell me.
Take it from there. Yeah.
If, you know, my thing is, I'm a shoulder. You want to cry? You got my shoulder. You need. I'll take off my shirt. You need to wipe your tears. But I'm not going to tell you where to move and how to move. I'm not doing it.
Stay
because,
out your business because you're going to stay the hell out mine.
You know why? Because I can't tell you something. I'm not even sure what I would do in that situation. So who am I to tell you to leave him when I probably wouldn't leave? Or who am I to tell you to stay if I wouldn't stay? So I'm not going to tell you either or. I'm not going to tell you, what I will tell you is bitch, don't put that clothes on, take them clothes off. I will tell you that. Don't wear that shirt. Don't wear that color. That ain't your color. I'm going to tell you that. Don't put that makeup on like that. That ain't a good hairstyle for you. I'll tell you that. But I'm not going to tell you real, in-depth, hurtful, personal. I'm not getting into that. That I'm not going to do. You know,
well, that really makes me scared now. When she said, "Oh, we'll get back to you, Gladys."
This is what I need to get back to you. So, you said you never did, but yet you just did tonight.
by venting about your son and your daughter-in-law.
Uh-huh.
You were venting.
No.
You were
she's
venting.
Not my daughter-in-law. That's the whole thing. She's not my daughter-in-law.
The chick he's sleeping with.
Yeah.
The point is, you were venting. Now, someone else who knew you could have taken it some kind of way and then voiced their opinion on it. See how those things happen so easily?
Okay, but wait a minute.
Because we want to vent.
Let me correct you on that, Uli. I said I never vented in public. You have never seen any post on public media, Facebook, that mentioned
that
girl's name. I might have shared some things, like if they said, if you humble somebody or no, if you do so and so and so, what you won't tolerate is disrespect. And I put like and share. That was only to send the message. I did not mention any name or anything like that. And half the people that are on my Facebook, they have no clue who the hell I'm directing those posts to.
Right. What I was saying is, you felt comfortable enough just now to vent with us what happened in your household.
Because I've been knowing you, Uli, since I was 18 years old.
We are family.
I'm 55 years old.
Exactly. We are family. However, tell her she'll fucking know she'll get fucked up. Tell her she will get fucked up. So sit her ass down somewhere.
But you know what? Uli, in my opinion, I can love you to death. You can hurt me over and over and over again, which I'm sure you are well aware of.
Yes.
On the other hand, I will never disrespect your name. I will never disrespect your family, your mother, certainly not your mother. Now, you know, if I wanted to vent and be nasty, there's a whole lot of stuff I could post. But I don't because that's disrespectful. And you know what?
Mm-hmm.
The love in my heart is still there. So that's where the disrespect comes in. But when you disrespect me over some little petty side chick, I'm going to post one of those posts that accumulate, and I'm venting, but I don't mention any names, I don't mention any faces, nothing like that.
Right.
Yeah, but see,
that was the point I was trying to make, is sometimes when we do it, we're not doing it to gossip, we're not doing it to hurt somebody else, we're doing it because we're hurting.
And we want to hear the opinion of other people.
I
didn't give them the opportunity to post any negative comments because I never said, my son's side piece. She gets on my. So anything I got back, of course, I would probably jump on her, their case, because I'd say, wait a minute, what you're saying negative about her is hurting him. So that's why, yes, I could say I never posted anything directly to somebody.
Well, I do, I would, and I will.
But that's you, Uli. That's
exactly
why I'm on this line, because I have to give you props for being true to yourself and doing what you want to do. And as you have said too many times,
absolutely.
I don't give a flip about what anybody says about me or my opinion.
I only care about the people who care about me. And if you're saying something messed up about me, you don't care about me. So then you don't mean shit to me.
And
now,
I don't say things to be vindictive or hurt. I don't. And if you're not entitled to your own opinion, well, I'm sorry, but, you know, there's something of freedom of speech.
Mm-hmm. Now, listen, I posted on Facebook. The only thing glasses on Facebook, I posted on Facebook right before coming on the air. I said, why is it that 99% of y'all will watch these dumbass reality shows that we know are fabricated, but won't call into my talk show when it's real shit that we're talking about?
Because they're not ready for it, Uli. They're not ready for it. They're not ready to hear the truth. Like I told you, it's entertaining and it's funny and stuff like that.
Right.
You know,
right.
We know these people. They got to be crazy for half the stuff that they put up with. Even though
in our life, maybe
we put up with the same stuff.
Right.
You know?
So
you're right.
They're not ready for the truth.
Right.
But Uli,
we're not getting paid to put our business in the street.
What I appreciate is that at some point, one of these nights or every night, someone really has an opportunity to air something that they feel that they couldn't talk to about with people at work or their families or whatever, or to even take away something that would help them deal with a situation. We talk about real situations in life. And we talk about it on an elevated level. I mean, it's real. People get real and they express themselves.
I appreciate that.
But, you know, it's kind of a, it's developing into a sisterhood, y'all, and I like that.
Oh, I appreciate that.
No, 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 no.
We appreciate that. We really do.
I think a lot of people are afraid. I think they're scared. It might be just fear. Maybe they're just afraid to call and tell. You know, believe it or not, people are listening right now to the show.
They won't say nothing. They won't hit that wall, but they're going
to
sit there and listen. And that's
all
right, y'all.
I listen to all of Uli's live videos first thing in the morning, 6 o'clock, 7:30, on the way to work. I'm sitting outside in the parking lot waiting for them to open. I'm waiting for my boss. I listen to all of them.
Okay.
I listen to all of them.
Y'all miss me this week because I ain't feel good, but I'll be back. I'll be back.
Okay.
All right, honey.
I have a real radio show
and a talk show on TV.
Listen, I got Myrna listening in.
I got Nachi listening in. I got Melina listening in. I got a lot of people texting me listening in. And Myrna's comment was, when you put it out in the universe, you need to expect whatever comes back,
exactly.
Negative or positive.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And we said that.
Yes.
And we
yes.
said
That's
that.
That's right.
You know, we said that throughout the whole broadcast. You know, whatever you put out there, be prepared for whatever comes back.
Exactly.
But also, if you put it out there, you need to be prepared for the consequences of you putting it out there.
There you go.
Now,
that's right. That's right.
I know we only got about 9 minutes left. Producer, how we doing? I done lost all my voice talking to y'all.
No, no. And you know, you being
you
know,
got yeah. about a little less than 5 minutes.
Oh, good.
Right.
Okay.
Ooh,
you got a nice
see how
voice.
Fast the time goes by?
Wow, good.
Oh, that,
see you.
Who
got a
nice
voice? Oh, my goodness.
No, that man married. That man married. And she is not going to kill me.
That has nothing to do with him having a nice voice, Uli.
He has an amazing voice.
Yes.
And an amazing body and an amazing face.
Now, who's going after the producer, Uli? He's married, Uli.
Listen, she know I ain't messing around. Oh, no. Oh, no. She'll never kill me. You'll never kill me.
That was just an observation.
Plus, he's my baby brother. Plus, he's my baby brother. Never happened. Not my real brother. Not my real brother.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, ladies,
all
peace
right.
and blessings. I'm out of here. Love y'all.
All right, honey.
Okay.
Thank
you.
Love you, too.
Bye. Enjoy the conversation.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right. So, in closing, as always, what's your closing remarks, honey?
Yes. Yeah. You know what? I do want to let everyone know, and Uli, Mr. Producer, too, I want to put this out there. I know it's not about the topic, but I just want, I have some great things that have been going on in my life lately. I've been sharing them a little bit on live, and I would like to know, Mr. Producer, if eventually I can share that on the show with everyone and just tell my story one day. Let me know.
Of course you can. Of course you can. We can designate a show just for that.
Let me look up something real quick.
I have a number for the suicide hotline because this time of year, it happens more often than ever. Everybody being very depressed in the holidays, not having their family members in. What the heck did I do with that number? Oh, no. Can't find the number. I will post it on the page. I will post it on my page. I will post it on the Every Woman Talks Show page because I can't find it right now. But please,
when you get it, give it to
me
too. I'll post it.
I sure will. Look in on our family members. Look in on our friends who have lost relatives because this is a time of year where we get very, very depressed. I found it. It's 1-800-281-2793. I'm going to do it again, 1-800-281-2793. That's not the number. Don't call that number. That's the wrong one. 1-800-TALK. 1-800-273-TALK. I'm sorry. 1-800-273-TALK. 1-800-273-TALK. That is a suicide hotline. Keep that out there because, like I said, this time of year, there are more suicides than ever.
I'm glad I got through the show. I don't have any voice now for work tomorrow, but however, that's life.
Yeah.
In closing, I'm going to say it again. You should be careful what you post on social media because it does affect others. So be careful how you come at people, especially if you claim you love these people, whether they're family members or friends. Be very careful. Tiptoe around it. Most importantly for me, pick up a phone. Let's talk. Let's get together.
Yes.
Let's have more social gatherings because this Facebook texting thing has got to go. We are losing our families. Our kids don't even sit in the same room with us. It's gadget this and gadget that and gadget this. So we need to get our families back, pull our families back together and have some social conversations going on, some outside gathering, some going to the park. Let's go hiking. Let's go doing something outdoors. Our kids stay indoors most of the time. None of the kids don't even experience outside. We never, ever was inside when we were kids. We were dirty outside playing. None of these kids do that anymore.
That's
Let's get back to that. I want to say, once again, like we always say, we want to be your hardest goodbyes and your easiest hellos from the Every Woman Talk Show, from our home to yours. We love you.
Bye, everybody.